This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president's son is at court in Delaware right now, but first to London, where the verdict in Kevin Spacey's sexual assault case is not guilty on all nine charges. The decision came just a few minutes ago after jurors said they were deadlocked. The judge had told them they did not need to agree unanimously. Prosecutors called Spacey, who turned 64 today, a sexual predator who used his star status to abuse men. Again, he has been found not guilty. The president's son, Hunter Biden, is at federal court in Delaware right now, where he's expected to plead guilty to two tax crimes and admit he had a gun when he was a drug user. Correspondent Catherine Herridge is outside the courthouse in Wilmington.
David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Delaware who led the probe, has told Congress twice he had the ultimate authority on the case.
Yes, I do. I do.
This month, two IRS whistleblowers testified to Congress. Their probe was blocked and claimed the evidence supported felony tax charges.
Mr. Trump's former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has admitted to making false statements about two Georgia election workers who sued him for defamation. Giuliani's filed court papers acknowledging he promoted a video that claimed to show Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss mishandling ballots while they were counting votes in Atlanta after 2020's election. In New York City, the arm of a giant crane slammed into the glass windows of a building across the street. Odyssey New York's Marla Diamond is on Manhattan's west side.
We just spoke to a witness, Alex, who lives in the building across the street, across 10th Avenue, who said that he heard a loud boom and then looked out his window to see the top of the crane on fire.
Video show a piece of concrete the crane was moving, slamming onto the sidewalk. No immediate reports of injuries. The Securities and Exchange Commission filed insider trading charges against British billionaire Joe Lewis, who surrendered in New York this morning. U.S. Attorney Damian Lewis accuses him of orchestrating a brazen insider trading scheme.
We allege that for years, Joe Lewis abused his access to corporate boardrooms and repeatedly provided inside information to his romantic partners, his personal assistants, his private pilots, and his friends.
Not as many young people are getting behind the wheel. Here's Jim Crisula.
The share of teenagers with driver's licenses in the 16 to 19 age group dropped from 64% in 1995 to just under 40% in 2021. That's according to the Federal Highway Administration.
The Dow is down 31 points, S&P off 6. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Get in zone.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The Eau Claire Area School District is being sued over its handling of open records. It denied a parent in the district and conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty transcripts from an in-class announcement about a teacher that would be undergoing a gender transition. The suit claims the parent was repeatedly rejected in asking for the script that was read to students in the district's orchestra program this summer. The district said it was looking into the incident and that it would reconsider the requests after their investigation. The filing is seeking the scripted statement shared with students, attorney's fees, and damages for the parent and law firm. The Eau Claire City Council approved a $24 wheel tax at last night's meeting, approving it 7-2. The new tax will affect over 52,000 vehicles in Eau Claire that will bring in an estimated $1.29 million to the city for its road repair budget. That's about a quarter of that budget. At Monday's hearing on the topic, public comment was overwhelmingly against the measure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Just instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time. I saw it go, 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The Jason Aldean of it all. If you didn't know that name 2 weeks ago, you probably know it now. There has been a little bit of a controversy over not only just the song, because truly the song itself was released without very much fanfare.
A couple of months ago.
But the music video over the last week and a half, has lots of people taking sides and doubling down. And it's gotten to the point where I feel like we have to talk about it. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, we will probably explain it in the next couple of minutes. But if you have feelings about Jason Aldean's new music video, try that in a small town. If you think it is pro-violence, if you think it is racist, if you think the whole thing is overblown, if you think it's a great song and it represents you, we would love to hear your opinions and your takes on the zeitgeist that is not only this song, but I also think this is a bigger conversation around country, pop country music. And what country music is today and who their fans are, because there was an incident at Country Thunder over the weekend that is also kind of tied into this. But I feel like all three of us have thoughts and feelings. So there's no destination with this conversation. I have a feeling it's going to go a lot of different directions, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And I will start with, if I'm being totally honest, this feels very overblown for me. That it feels like another thing where it's like, can we focus? Like, why is this the thing that has this many opinion pieces and it's giving fodder to everyone to double down on their side and have strong opinions? And like, I feel like, and I also am not a country music fan, right? So I am not the target audience. I had to read more about it. It's like, oh yeah, he's the guy who was performing when the Vegas thing happened. I really, if you told me, I couldn't tell you the top like country stars right now. So finding out that he is one of the top guys came as a surprise for me. So it's like, I'm out of this world in the first place. But as I'm reading all these different sides and stuff like that, and it's not that it's, I don't think it's a very good song, but I'm also not a country music fan. And so I'm torn if this is the hill that some people want to die on as far as how big of a deal this is. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're entirely wrong, because nothing would have really come to light had CMT not pulled the video.
And that's where this all started, right?
Yep. CMT, Country Music Television, pulled the video for their own reasons. Which
we don't know. They've yet to make a comment on why.
Well, country music artists are not in the game of really playing controversial with their videos. So I don't think in any way, I don't know Mr. Aldean, but my guess, he wasn't sitting there going, can we make sure that everything about this video is up to code?
Yeah.
He's just like, we're going to stand in front of a building in Georgia, because that's where I'm from. And if you look at his guitar neck, it says Aldean, the A has like, it's like a college logo instead. It's like he's a guy of his state.
Yeah.
So I think it was more CMT getting some pushback, or maybe doing some proactive work on their part. This song doesn't really, it doesn't get hyper, like, in my opinion, controversial. Like it sticks along the line of like, I'm from a small town. I like small things, like beer and trucks and blah, blah, blah.
Cliche,
you know?
Cliche, cliche.
Exactly. It's like, you know, and so I'm not surprised that he's kind of like, what? What's going on now?
Why is this a big deal? Like, why am I? But now he's benefiting from it, because it's like number one or number two.
It's number two on the charts, and people are attaching it to their pelts of other hills they're dying on at all costs,
and owning the libs.
And you know, we got all sorts of people joining in the fun. Some unexpected people joining in the fun, but I don't think, you know, at the eye of the storm is him. And I truly think he is dumbfounded. Like, I didn't really mean to. I'm just singing a song. And honestly, he didn't write the song.
He didn't write the song.
So my guess is he saw this song. He's like, "There you go, try that in a small small town." Just, oh man. But and the thing is, here's a question I have: is like, I don't know Mr. Eldine's politics.
Oh, he's pretty notoriously right.
He is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Never mind. I was gonna say, it's that thing of like when you. The idea of him doing the song next live, like next time he does it live, people are going to go crazy. And he goes, mm-hmm. Are they going crazy for the song? Or they, oh no. You know what I mean? Like when you like very, very weird connection. Years ago, former Brewers pitcher Josh Hader got into some trouble for some tweets he tweeted when he was 16. Mm-hmm. I went to the first game he appeared at after that whole thing happened. He got a standing ovation, and my friend Dana Ehrman, fantastic comic. We were at the game together, and we both looked at each other and go, does this ovation just feel very, very bad? And she's like, oh yeah, this this isn't about your pitching. This is you beat them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what the thing is, like, now he has to deal with this song being attached to it, where these super duper fighters are gonna be like, yeah, you play that song. He's be like, I'm gonna play the song anyways. I'm not gonna stop playing the song.
All right, we got Joe on the phone. Joe from Appleton. What do you think about the Jason Aldean song?
Oh, ladies, I have been waiting for you to bring this topic up.
Have you?
First,
sorry to make you wait.
I have. That's okay. I forgive you. First of all, this is one of those instances where folks like me who think this is a crap song really should just shut up about it, because the reason it's getting so big is because of the pushback. So if we were wise, we would just ignore it. That said, while we're on the topic, two thoughts. First of all, Mr. Aldean is not from a small town. He's from Macon, Georgia, of about 160,000 people. Now, I grew up in a town that's about one-fifth the size of Macon, Georgia, and I don't consider my hometown to be a small town. So this guy is just a poser. But second of all, if he's claiming that this is just to extol the virtues of small town life, Well, Mellencamp did that 40 years ago, and he did it just fine. This here is a "We Wish We Could Kill the People We Don't Like We Used To" carol. I mean, when you get into the chorus of the song, I got the lyrics right in front of me. I was like, well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. So he's singing about a gang chasing down these people and doing God knows what, but it ain't pleasant stuff. Anyway, I should probably shut up about it now because I'm just adding fuel to the fire. But thank you for bringing it up so I can give my one last primal scream about this.
Wow.
Joe, that was one of the best call-in rants I think we've ever had.
It was cogent. It was
it was funny.
Did you
10 out
practice
10.
This?
He's been sitting on it for a while.
He's a lawyer. He knows how to word.
I won't say I didn't practice all of it. Maybe I did. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
So there's something about so people have been saying like, oh, Jason Aldean isn't from a small town. No, that's true. Here's the thing though, with country music, that doesn't matter. That's not a part of the equation. Now, should a Jason Aldean had looked at the song and said, I'm not sure about this? Yes. Whether or not it connects with who he is as a person, absolutely not. Because, I mean, take away all genres besides country. Country music is notorious, especially nowadays. In the past 25, 30, 40 years, people who have no connection to what they're singing about these songs.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's a songwriters-based art. And you have these artists who are picking songs from publishing houses. So the fact people like want to say like he's not from a small town, yeah, that's less the problem.
Besides the point, thanks for the call, Joe. We're gonna let you go, but and that's pop music too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like you know, there's stories about Kelly Clarkson. I think she one of the songs was written by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
and it was like one of her top songs, right? So it's like songs get traded, and there's like there are songwriters.
That doesn't alleviate the responsibility for him to look at the lyrics and go, this might not be.
But what I challenge on that, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the song that has been all over the news for the last week and a half, has a bunch of people choosing sides. Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. And we'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. Because his defense of the song is basically, I am from a small town. I do feel like this is like, it's like, it, like how he defended coming out about it. He didn't necessarily say, but he kind of did. He basically kind of insinuated like, I am of these types of people and this kind of community. And so I feel like he's trying to represent himself inside of the song, which that, I don't, I agree. 150,000. That's bigger than Green Bay.
I mean, that's fine. You can try to do that. I can say that as well. I come from, you know, I grew up in the suburbs, but I'm of a certain
type. You grew up in Waukesha. Do you think Waukesha is a small town?
No, not at all. I wouldn't call myself a small town person. I call myself a suburbanite.
Yeah.
But I also am descendant of people who like lived in small towns. That once again doesn't alleviate the responsibility as a songwriter or as an artist of saying, maybe these aren't the best lyrics to sing out in this world. But then again, if he's really notoriously hard right, then maybe he knew exactly what he was doing. Because let's face it, I mean, Jason Aldean he's a big star, but he's not as big as he was 10 years ago. And maybe he wanted to get the controversy. He doesn't have to care. At the end of the day, he's going to make money off of it. His record label is going to make money off of it, that kind of thing. So,
all right, we got to go to break, but we would love to hear from you of your thoughts on the Try That in a Small Town music video controversy. Do you have feelings? Should it be taken off the air? You can't wait to sing it at his next concert. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's getting dark. It's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, cause Mama's got the pill. Oh, Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, cause Mama's got the pill.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon, and it's going to be warm and humid today, up to 91 this afternoon. The heat index 95 to 100 later today. Clear tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, afternoon thunderstorms, even warmer and more humid with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are venturing into the waters of country music, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town, which has been dominating at least my social media. And I think a lot, I've seen a lot of op-eds written about this and a lot of people taking sides, including one speaker of the assembly. Robin Voss had thoughts about this, but it's like, part of this is also just the fact that you then see who's Ron DeSantis is coming. You know, everyone has all of the main people get like pile on and feel like they get to make a stand about their either with or against this thing. And it's just exhausting.
But folks, rest easy. Thank God Robin Voss has stated his opinion. Woo!
He's been doing that a lot lately. He's been very active on Twitter.
It's been very weird. And but he hasn't responded to me because he's a coward. Jane, we had a text.
We do. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text anytime from the 541. What are the chances of this being basically a marketing ploy, or at least marketing to fuel the fire to drive sales? Yep. I know of one person who says they hate country music and added the song to their playlist. And also, the video was shot in front of the courthouse where 18-year-old Henry Choate was lynched in 1927. Yep. I think people looked at that and feel Aldean is condoning vigilantism, which is what led to that lynching.
I mean,
the caveat there. Well, do you have it?
Well, no. I just honestly think. My raging heart wants to say that, and I can believe that too. But I also just think that at the end of the day, this is a rich white Southern man raised in privilege who has no idea about the world swirling around him and how things affect other people. Therefore, he doesn't have to care because he's afforded the right not to care
or not know. Yeah, and I also push back. I would never be able to pick that courthouse out of a lineup and know the historical context of it.
But a lot of people can.
Can they? You're saying a lot of people can.
I think there are a lot of people who probably live in that state who know the history. I think there are a lot of people who have studied the history of America.
So you think it's a deliberate dog whistle, even though that exact location's been used in multiple other music videos.
But in this context, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're standing on the courthouse and you're doing a song about I Want to Rock, no one's going to be like, well, but that's what that thing. They might say that. But when you have a song with this divisive lyrics, with this point of a statement, and on top of that, you throw on the fact that with a location that is government-owned that has to do with racial injustice, there are going to be more than a few people who are going to be like, hey, guess what, idiot?
But do you think Robin Voss could pick that courthouse out of the lineup?
I think the moment Robin Voss starts feeling feelings, he can start talking about things, but whatever. But I think there are plenty of people who know about that courthouse. I didn't know about it, of course. I did not know about it, but there was at least one person because they pointed it out, and I'm sure there were other people who were like, yeah, totally. Why did you do that? But this opens a wider conversation into the world of country music and the idea of patriotism, of the police, of America, of justice.
But also of marketing. I think of like it does all of the stuff you just put. It's like that leads to record sales.
Yeah.
So thus we double down on it. Because similarly to the 541 text we just got, Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream said, I don't know if the song was meant to drive controversy, but the music video was. And Bonnie Jean just wrote, if it's a marketing ploy, maybe we need to move on and talk about something else on today's show. Fair enough.
We also have a text from Madison listening to WRCE. It's a 3-minute and 9-second dog whistle. It's the worst of both worlds. The lazy songwriting that modern country is notorious for mixed in with some of the overt ignorance that modern GOP politics is notorious
for. Yeah, I mean, whether or not it's marketing, it can be discussed, but it does, once again, open up a wider discussion about country music's relationship to the right, which it has been for a very long time, and how easy it is to just write these songs that are like, I don't know what to sing. So, America, America, we were so beautiful.
Beer, who beer, doesn't truck
who
girls
doesn't
in
love
a short skirt?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
and a dog.
And as a country music fan, I am a huge country music fan.
You are.
I'm a huge country music fan. It's infuriating to hear these songs because it is lazy songwriting and it's pandering. It's boring. Country music used to be about writing. Harlan Howard
Crow?
Said, what?
Harlan Crow?
No, not Harlan Crow. A nice man. Harlan Howard said that country music is 3 chords and the truth. And when it started 100 years ago, it was these people from backwoods towns working in coal mines, scraping for their money, trying to survive, writing songs about what they knew. Now, granted, business has always been a part of country music from the beginning, but there was more authenticity back then with these individuals who were singing these songs that they came from those places.
So that's where I want to go next is we have a couple of people on the line, so we're going to get to that after the break. So hold on if you are calling. We will get to you after the break. But I also want to discuss like the transition of country music from protest into like corporate patriotism. Because I feel like that shift has happened. Mm-hmm. And we also have on the other side of the break some parody songs that talk exactly about this. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News special report. We have developing news from courtrooms on opposite sides of the Atlantic. As we wait to hear from the president's son, Hunter Biden, we go to London, where Oscar winner Kevin Spacey has just been acquitted of using his star status to abuse men. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
The jury cleared the actor of all 9 charges of sexual assault. The offenses had allegedly taken place between 2004 and 2013, when Spacey was living mainly in Britain. In court, the prosecutor called him a sexual bully.
Here in the U.S., Hunter Biden entered a federal courtroom in Wilmington, Delaware this hour to plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges and admit to possessing a gun when he was a drug user. As for the outcome, former senior Justice Department official Tom Dupree.
This judge has wide discretion. She has to satisfy herself that accepting this plea agreement is in the best interest of the United States.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The Eau Claire Area School District is being sued over its handling of open records. It denied a parent in the district and conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty transcripts from an in-class announcement about a teacher that would be undergoing a gender transition. The suit claims the parent was repeatedly rejected in asking for the script that was read to students in the district's orchestra program this summer. The district said it was looking into the incident and that it would reconsider the requests after their investigation. The filing is seeking the scripted statement shared with students, attorney's fees, and damages for the parent and law firm. The Eau Claire City Council approved a $24 wheel tax at last night's meeting, approving it 7-2. The new tax will affect over 52,000 vehicles in Eau Claire. That will bring in an estimated $1.29 million to the city for its road repair budget. That's about a quarter of that budget. At Monday's hearing on the topic, public comment was overwhelmingly against the measure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Come on, Mississippi. Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time that the flag came now, cause the world turned around. Can't move ahead if we're looking
behind. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, along with Greg Bach. And we are spending this first hour, at least this next segment, we will round out our conversation around try that in a small town and the controversy that has followed the release of that music video. And we are taking your calls to get your opinions on it. 844-967-2789.
Mike has been hanging. Thank you, Mike, from the middle. What do you want to say, Mike?
I think when you first started this discussion, I think one of you hit it right on the head. It's people kind of making a big deal about really something that is so insignificant. music in general across different genres has influenced people positive and negatively for centuries. And for every time somebody complains about a country song, there's somebody in another genre that's singing something just as controversial. And that other side, people don't like that, start to complain and things. And it's just kind of interesting where, you know, each side is taking this Jason Aldean and they're putting their own spin, their own interpretation to what the video is and all that. He made a comment that there was nothing racial about it. There was nothing intent on that. But again, you got people who take a look at the video. It's this courthouse. This court has a history. Where did the, you know, 25-year-old site scout to figure out where to shoot videos even knew about the history of that courthouse? Jason just shows up at these things and goes. A lot of artists don't have a lot of say in their creativity and aspects, believe it or not. I've got a cousin that's in a major band, and they don't get a say where they shoot videos. Here's what some production company does it, and he just shows up and plays it.
Yeah.
Whether Aldean took it to different racial things, I don't think he did. But, of course, you know, some people did, so they're going to make a big deal about it. And just like any other, you know, you can be somebody that has a problem with rap music and make a big deal about lyrics and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to complain about something because they've got nothing better to do.
Well, and it's also, there's, in us included, thanks so much for the call, Mike, like, us included, like, our job is to sit here and have opinions, right? Like,
yeah.
This is what we do as talk, like, this is, we are not journalists, we are a talk show host. I choose every morning, like, stuff to come in and stuff I want to talk about, right? Ben Shapiro and Rachel Maddow and so many people, like, their job is to have takes on what's happening in the world. And now with social media, we all get to have a take, and some gets traction, some does not. But I was trying to think, as Mike said that, I was like, what is the last song I can think about that, like, the right was really angry about? And, of course, my brain went to WAP. And which I cannot say what WAP stands for on the radio, but you are free to. This is a Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion song.
Just read the lyrics.
From a couple, and it is, they are graphic lyrics.
I thought my eyeballs were going to melt.
And I'll never get over Ben Shapiro reading the lyrics of WAP.
In that weird voice.
But I'm trying
7 days
to think,
a week.
You know, of, and it's almost, to a certain extent, I don't feel like it's as big, but I'm seeing the right's reaction to the Barbie movie right now. And everyone having an opinion about that, about the woke culture and stuff. And I don't know, is it a false equivalency to just say it's just people taking advantage of getting riled up over something because that's what we do now?
Well, but I think you make a good point in that with social media, everyone can share their opinion or inflict their opinion or however you want to put it, because we all have access. And so we're all experts in our own heads.
And is it low-hanging fruit, like, this kind of pop culture stuff that's just easy to have opinions on, which is why everyone has one?
For sure.
Versus, like, policy?
Absolutely.
It's easier to understand, digest, and spit out an opinion versus, like...
Trust me, you're not going to have someone get really upset about a Wisconsin policy forum report because they'd actually have to read it. So, yeah, it's just, this is easy. I can take a side on this.
Which is why you never see Robin Voss get upset about a Wisconsin policy forum, because he doesn't read. That's right. I'm slinging arrows today.
You're just picking on my favorite Chucklemeister. I just
the popcorn king.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of truth. Honestly, I think there's a lot of truth in everything he's saying, including Bonnie's. So be like, hey, move on.
I would love, Bonnie, what do you want us to talk about? Leave another comment.
But you know, for me, like, I'm sorry to go back to it, but
go,
it's like,
go.
It's this idea of what the art form used to be. It's always evolved over time. It's never been the same for more than a few years. It's moved on to adding instruments, taking out instruments. You know, there's a great story in Ken Burns' Country Music where I can't remember who was telling it, but they said, oh, today is Loretta Lynn's birthday. And this was like in the 90s or something. And they said, oh, great. No, happy birthday, Loretta, absolute queen of country music, wonderful person, great songwriter. Let's play a song of hers. And the guy said, I can't do it. She's not on our programming. We're not allowed to play her on a country music station where people, you say, like, oh, she's always in the top three of every female country artist, if not the top 10 of every country artist. That's how it's become in those times. And what's interesting is, I don't know if you're interested, you know what PragerU is, right?
Yeah.
PragerU, for those who don't know, is it's a YouTube channel where they put out these ridiculous conservative videos where it's just like,
well, they purport themselves to be. It's Prager. It's called Prager University.
Yeah.
So it's basically supposed to be educational videos with a very heavy conservative.
Yeah, they're not accredited.
And Florida is going to adopt some of those things, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Well, they had a video with a guy named John Rich, who is a country singer in a group called Big and Rich. And one of the things he said in his video was, in today's day and age, you couldn't have a Loretta Lynn or a Johnny Cash because they'd be called they'd be too controversial. I'm like, it's very interesting you brought up those two people, because someone like Johnny Cash was very critical of our government and in his music. He was very critical. He was about being for the people and for people's rights, equality. Loretta Lynn
performing from a prison.
Yeah, Loretta Lynn wrote a song called, which we played as a bumper music, "The Pill," which got banned from country music. She stood up for women's rights. She didn't say she stood up for women's rights, but she did it but through her music, through her voice. And you're talking about, I'm like, we couldn't. Nowadays, they'd be called too woke by you. You, John Rich, would call, if those two artists existed today, you call them woke. That's all there is, because that's where that music is gone now, where it's like they have to hold on to that hard right side, because that's all they've had as far as an influence. You know, people love the music. I love the music, but they've always held on to this huge political thing. And people who are in country and try to be middle or left, they get kicked to the curb.
Casey Musgraves has done pretty okay.
She's done pretty okay, and that's pretty new, but we also now live in 2023. If Casey Musgraves was around in the 90s, she never would have sang those songs.
Well, and it's interesting because I wonder what the difference is, because no one's claiming that pop, like current pop music, has like super deep lyrics, right? Because that's basically what we're accusing of. Like, there's, you know, if we get time to play some of the sketches from Key and Peele and Bo Burnham of like parody country songs to show how easy it is to write a country song that is in the same genre of like what pop culture, like pop country is today. You know, it's like we said, it's beer, it's getting your heart broken,
shirtless,
trucks, and
my dog.
There you go. And but like pop culture, I mean, pop music in general is not super deep. It's usually about heartbreak or
partying
or whatever. But is it because country music today is still trying to represent an entire culture or an entire demographic that, like, people take it really personally?
Well, so we can't talk about country music without talking about Nashville and the business end. So it's what Nashville thinks the fans like. So what they do is they produce artists and music who write and perform songs that they think their fans are going to identify with. So if you asked some of the top singers, if they wrote their songs, what would they want to write about? I guarantee you, a lot of them would write about different topics. They wouldn't write about beer and trucks and fishing and cricks and things like that. They might want to write other things, but they don't have a choice because the machine of Nashville behind them is far too strong.
Yeah.
And if you get outside of that machine, you're on your own. I mean, people
like, you
like
have to get like Taylor Swift big to like,
yeah,
and I mean, like basically switch genres.
Yeah.
Or like transcend genres.
You talk about people like Steve Earle, people like Hank Williams III. I mean, even now the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, like they're big enough now where they can sell out arenas and stadiums, but they haven't had a song on country music in 20 years.
Right.
Even though their last album was country. Like, yes, when you listen to it, it's like, I like that
so
album a lot,
good.
But it was really good. We got Bill from Econimlock on the phone. Bill, what do you think?
I don't listen to your station much at all, but boy, you caught my attention when you were talking about the Popcorn King. And I just like to share that with you. When he was in Brussels, I called his office, and I wanted to know what the Popcorn King is doing representing Wisconsin in Brussels. Well, his intern didn't know. And then I asked his intern, well, what is the Popcorn King's thought on that $7 billion he's sitting on and refuses to give back to the taxpayers? He didn't know that. Well, my in-depth investigation led me to believe his intern didn't know anything about the guy he's representing. And I said, so basically you know nothing. And he said, yes. And I tried to apply for the job, but they wouldn't give it to me because I love a job where you get paid for doing nothing. That is quite something. And I encourage all your fans and listeners, call his office and say, you know, Mr. Popcorn King, when are you ever going to address the people you represent, or do you just hide behind the wall?
Sir, I take issue. That's Assembly Speaker Popcorn King.
Oh, excuse me. His Majesty, the Assembly Popcorn King. I didn't pay proper respect. But I love that when you bring out, and by the way, with the Popcorn King, we also have to pay homage to our great representative, Ron Johnson, and say, Ron, what's up? Are you going to resign, or are you going to roll over, or are you going to plead guilty? Come on. It's snapping right at you, knocking on your door, Ron. I appreciate that, guys. Keep doing that. Keep drawing attention to these clowns that actually get paid by you and I to do absolutely nothing but create havoc.
Well, thank you
Bill
very much.
Bill from Econowalk.
Coming
with the spice. I hope we've converted you to a regular listener, and I hope you call back, because this was spicy and fun. Thank you for the call. I really hope that he referred to him as Popcorn King when he was talking to the intern.
Right.
Do you want to play?
Let's play.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun, and let's go back to it.
Who do you want?
Which one do you think is, Jane, which one made you laugh more, the Key and Peele one or the Bo Burnham one?
The Bo Burnham one is really great. It's a little long, so I'm going to hit it right now. We'll see how far we get.
A dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. But no shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, you'd still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin? That's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt. One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman, sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean, strike that last one. I'm whacking you, I hope you're failing me. Subtextual.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
That's a scarecrow.
That's a scarecrow. Thought it was a woman.
Oh, my God. It's so true, though.
It's so. That's Bo Burnham, who's a comedian, director, actor. He's everything. Very talented. And it's so funny because it's true. All right, we got to take another break. But Greg's Roundup when we come back. And any other lingering text on this topic, we will read. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
This
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5
The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Otherwise, a high near 91 with a heat index of 95. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 69. Slight chance of a storm on your Thursday, otherwise sunny and hot with a heat index around 100. For Friday, partly sunny with a high of 87.
Right now, 71 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Virginia, my home, sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lines at every ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And it is that time on a Wednesday when we get to Greg's Roundup.
That's right. Also known as the Badger Times Journal Report. 3 to 4 to 5 headlines that you definitely saw but did not read. Let's start with old wrestler news.
Oh.
WWE icon, reality show star, and sex tape haver, Hulk Hogan, is getting married for a third time. Huh? To his yoga instructor, Jennifer McDaniels. Now, when you hear something like that, first thing out of your mind is probably like, oh God, how old is she? How old is he? No worries. Miss McDaniels is 49. He is 69. Nice.
Nice.
Which, yeah, I did all of that for that dumb, nice joke
dumb,
right there.
Dumb, that's 69 that's joke.
Exactly. Because you get my sense of humor. That's my new country song. Let's see here. Drinking with your parents news. This is not a Wisconsin story, by the way.
Shocking.
Actor and someone I'd love to hang out with, Kristen Bell, said on the Kelly Clarkson show that she and her husband, Dax Shepard, have no problem and allow their young children to drink non-alcoholic beer. She goes on to say, you can judge me if you want. That's your problem. But I personally am against this. Because it starts with NA beer. Then it leads to Flintstone vitamins. Then you go to candy cigarettes. And next thing you know, you're strung out on fruit by the foot.
Dun, dun, dun. What kid wants to drink NA beer?
You know, I honestly, what's funny is that my dad wasn't a drinker growing up. He quit drinking by the time I was around. And after mowing the lawn on a hot day, he'd have a Sharps, which was Miller's NA beer. And he gave me a sip once. And I was like, this is awful. You allow this in your body? I hate this.
And that's give me a root beer.
That's not even like a slam on any beers, which, by the way, have come a long, long way.
Yes.
But just like that taste. I don't understand how a kid, like, and their kids are like 8, 9. They're young. So they're someone give me a Klausthaler. I really.
How refined is this kid's palate? Jesus.
Crack open an O'Doul's. Ah, it's been a hard day in third grade. Ugh. Had a really bad test. I got a 79.
On that spelling bee.
Yeah.
Spelling's hard.
Yeah. And then finally, this just came across the wires. And by the way, this is a very old reference. Creepy actor news. Today, on his 64th birthday, Academy Award actor and pure weirdo Kevin Spacey was found not guilty of seven sexual assault counts and 2 other offenses against 4 men. When asked what he would do after the decision, Mr. Spacey said, just patiently wait for the hubbub to die down. then make more movies, maybe get another Oscar nod, and then act as if nothing ever happened in the first place. And yes, I did just describe Mel Gibson's last 10 years. So, Mr. Spacey, welcome back to Hollywood.
There's hope for you still.
Oh, man. Now, and that's Greg's roundup. Any questions on the stories for today, kids?
The Kevin Spacey thing is disappointing.
Not shocking.
And I think Elton John and his husband testified on Spacey's behalf.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. It's not an... Elton John has interesting friends and opinions. He's written amazing songs. He's done great concerts. His work on AIDS alone, I mean, come on. But the man does what he wants. He says what he wants. He hangs out with whomever he chooses. And my big thing was that, like, when he got accused of it back a long time ago, the day he decided to make a statement, he's like, I'm also gay. And I'm like, what are you doing right now? Why are you doing this? Yeah. You are ruining it. You are making it harder now. You've made this harder for people.
Yeah. So. But I also, that's a different can of worms that I don't want to go down. But when you say that Elton John testified against Kevin Spacey.
No, for him.
Sorry. It makes me think of Felicia Rashad standing up for Bill Cosby.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner and everybody on that show standing up for Bill Cosby. Yeah. With the exception, I think, of Raven Simone. You want to watch a great documentary? We Need to Talk About Cosby by W. Kamau Bell.
I forgot that he made that.
Talks to a lot of the accusers. And what's interesting is there's someone on that show who you figure everybody who's on that show is going to be like, yeah, to heck with this guy. And he's terrible. And there's one guy telling these stories at the very end. He's like, but I've never had a problem with him. I've always loved him. I always love him. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Their whole defense is always, you don't know. You weren't there. You know, all 50 to 60 women. You don't know. You weren't there.
I doubt they were in the room either.
Nope. So,
well, that got dark fast. Yes. Well, but also I think it's an interesting segue into what we're going to talk about in the next hour.
We're here for another hour.
We are here until noon.
This feels like a present at this point.
Oh. It's always a present when you're here, Greg. But kind of tussling with the idea of, like, what is the difference between good trouble and actual, like, activism of standing up for something that you believe in and, speaking truth to power and just being disrespectful, especially when it's not your home team.
Not your home turf.
Like when you're traveling abroad, even when you're in like a different state, potentially, like depending on what you define as like your home turf of like, standing up for something that affects you, that affects people in your community or state or country. And like, what is just being disrespectful versus what is standing up for something? Because there was a certain band that got in some trouble.
Some hot water
in Malaysia. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour, but just noodle on that during the top of the hour news of where do you draw the line on that conversation?
While they're noodling, they should also know that they could call us or text us once they're done noodling.
Do you know the number by heart yet?
844-967 other numbers.
2789.
I don't know why I can't.
You're almost there.
I do not understand why I cannot remember this number. I work for this company now, and I'm deeply ashamed by the fact that I can't remember 844-976-2789. 2789.
And you remember this part? 844-96
party.
There you go.
But like, I should be like, the last four should be easy. 789. So now 844. Now I can't remember the next three.
If it makes you feel better, I think it took me a good 4 months before I didn't have to have a post-it note in front of me.
Can I tell you something? I don't even know the number of the Laughing Tap by heart.
But what's the Laughing Tap website?
LaughingTap.com. Thank God for asking that part.
And we'll get to that.
877-967-279.
We will get to that at the end of the show of what's coming up at the Laughing Tap coming this weekend. So stick around for the next hour. And we're also going to talk about EAA. We got a great hour coming up. Stick around. Jane Matinair is here. Greg Bach is here. I am Kristen Bry, and this is As Goes Wisconsin. Head first into a political abyss. Head first into the abyss. I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this. What did I miss? Mr. Jefferson.
Jackson, Alexander Hamilton, Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.